Well, welcome to the final episode of Relentless Pursuits Podcast for 2021. You know, today we're going to continue on the topic of broken pots outgrowing our environments. This is session two of Broken Pots. Our first session, we talked about indicators that it may be time for you to make a move. And I want to continue in that same vein by sharing some additional indicators with you. The first one I want to talk about is you have this growing passion and a heart for an opportunity that cannot be or will not be realized in your current environment. So what I'm saying is where you are right now, look at where you are. Again, we said this can, you know, this can apply to your job, relationships, organizations, wherever there's an area in your life that you feel like you need to make a move. It's requiring you in this season to make a change, a transformation, a move. That's what I'm speaking of. And the Holy Spirit will let you know exactly what area he is speaking to you about, you know, because for so many people, you know, I can't look at you and tell you where you need to change and transform. You know, that's a personal thing. But the Holy Spirit, he has a way of taking what is shared, and he'll take one message and he'll apply it to the many areas of multitudes of people's lives. And that's what I love about the Word of God, that it does just that. It can apply to every situation. It can speak to everyone in the room in a different area of their life. So the first indicator, I want you to take some time now. Remember, we do self-assessment. We look within, we ask ourselves these questions. We don't ask our neighbor, our spouse, you know, our children. We talk to ourselves. We ask ourselves. We have a time of self-reflection and self-assessment. So again, the first indicator that you just may need to make a change, you may need to, you know, switch environments, make a move, is you have this growing passion and you have this heart for an opportunity that cannot be or will not be realized in your current environment. Maybe your current environment cannot hold your idea. Maybe your current environment doesn't have the capacity for your passion, which is not a bad thing. It's just you need to move to another environment. An example of this is the Apostle Paul. We know in Acts 16, verses 6 through 10, Paul's Macedonian call. You know, he was called to go to Macedonia, and it could only be fulfilled in one way: going to Macedonia. You know, they attempted, if you read Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 10, they attempted to go to other places, but the Spirit of God would not allow them to do so. Would not allow them to go to those other places. And then it was revealed to Paul where he needed to make his move, where he needed to go. And it was Macedonia. So we too have to be led by the Spirit of God. God knows when you feel that frustration. He knows when you feel dry and you just feel like there's got to be more to life than this. There is some place I need to go. There's something else I need to be doing. He knows that. And in Proverbs chapter one of my favorite scriptures, verses 6 through 8, it says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes." You know, sometimes we want to figure everything out. We get the frustration, we have this frustration, so we're going to work it all out on our own. But the word admonishes us to be not wise in our own eyes. How many know you can't see what God can see? See, your eye is different than God's eye. I love the verse. I believe it's in Psalms. It's in Psalms where it says that God will lead you with his own eye. God will lead you with his own eye. So stop relying on what your eye can see. This reminds me of a time when I was moving, gonna make a transition from one job to another job. And I had people telling me, you know, don't do it. Why would you go, you know, to that new job? They may not even keep you long. What's gonna happen? You're secure here. You're stable here. You can be here for 20 years and you don't have to worry about them getting rid of you, but you don't know what's gonna happen when you make that move to that next job. And I remember the scripture that I stood on is God would lead me with his own eye. And I would say to myself, God sees something else down the road that I don't see. So that's why it's important that we follow his leading. We follow his promptings when he's telling us to make a move, when he's telling us to shift or make a change. It's important that we don't rely on our own understanding, but that we fear the Lord and depart from evil. That verse says, and it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. I want to say something to you to cause you just to think about that scripture a little more. Think about this statement. Sometimes being in the wrong environment or staying too long in a place you have outgrown can affect your health. I'm going to say it again. Sometimes being in the wrong environment or staying too long in a place you have outgrown can affect your health. So it says again, I want to read that verse again. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, and it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Could it be you're in pain, your bones and your health is being affected because you're in an environment that you no longer need to be in? Again, only you can answer that. The second indicator I want to talk about today is your family begins to suffer because of your current environment. I'm going to say that again. An indication that you may need to make a move is your family begins to suffer because of your current environment. It could be division entering into your household. It could be strife. You know, always remember, I want you to remember something. Always examine the temperature of your household and your family. You know, we're living through a pandemic, right? And every time you go into a church or certain places of business, they take your temperature, right? Now, just like a temperature could be a sign of the virus or an infection in your body, just think about this. The temperature of your household and your family can be a sign that you need to make some changes. You need to put some social distancing in place in your life, right? Because it's about time for you to make a move. So always remember, what is the temperature of your household and your family? And then ask yourself this question, what will restore the unity back into your household and your family? You know, being married, you know, sometimes, you know, you may see something and your spouse may not see it, or sometimes your spouse will see a situation that you may not see. And the good thing about God is he spends time getting us on the same page if we want to be. Sometimes people don't want to be on the same page, but you know, when you're in a marriage and you both want to be on the same page, but you might not be at one specific time or point, you know, God, he wants us to be on the same page because that's unity. That's unity. Now, sometimes it takes time for one spouse to see something that the other spouse already has, you know, peeped out or they already noticed. Sometimes it takes another spouse a little longer. As you stay humble before the Lord and humble with each other, God has a way of getting you on the same page. Psalms 133 says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there, somebody say where? For there the Lord commanded the blessing. Where is there? An environment of unity. An environment of unity. That's where the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. So, you know, thinking about making a move and making a decision, there needs to be agreement in a household. There has to be agreement. And sometimes, like I said, one person may see it before the other. But if you just be patient, if you be patient and you go to God instead of nagging your spouse, you know, you want them to see what you see because you believe what you see is right, right? And they believe the same thing. So how about just, you know, taking what you believe you see before the Lord, right? In your personal prayer time, and you let God know, you know, Father God, I see this. This is what I see. And this is where I believe we need to be. Open my eyes. Open the eyes of my understanding. Give me understanding. Give my spouse understanding. May we be on one accord. And then you step back and you close your mouth, right? And you stop nagging and you stop griping and you stop complaining. You stop fussing. You just step back. You walk in peace and you just believe and trust the Lord that He is going to bring unity. He's going to bring that oneness that you guys need in order to make that move and make that decision together. And the third thing I want to share today, which is a powerful indicator that you need to be making some moves, is where you currently are, there's a lack of shared values. Now, this is going to require you to understand some things. Most importantly, it's going to require you to understand who you are and what you value. What do you value? Have you ever sat down and thought about what you value and what makes you you? You know, I'm in a doctoral program, and probably about a year and a half ago, I had to make a decision just about a situation in my life. And my husband, he already had the decision. He already knew what, you know, what we were supposed to do. And I didn't quite see it. I didn't see it at that time. So I just went on praying. My husband, he just went on. He never bothered me about it. He just went on about his business, right? Prayed for me that the Lord would open my eyes. And I'm praying for him the same time. Lord, open his eyes. It's his eyes need to be open. He praying for me. Lord, pray for her. It's her eyes need to be open. And so, you know, I'm praying, asking God, you know, open my eyes, open my eyes. And then I get to this class in my doctoral program, and the class focused on what makes you, you. What do you value? You know, sometimes we pray and ask God to open our eyes, and He answers through some very unconventional ways. And I love that about God. I had been praying for Him to show me. And so I have this class I have to take, and I'm into this class. And I needed to take this class because God knew I needed some understanding. See, some decisions you make, you can't make them yet because you don't have enough understanding. Let me say that again. Some decisions you need to make and some moves you need to make, you need more understanding. There's some you're lacking in understanding. But once understanding comes, oh my goodness, I have to tell you. So I went through this class, and, you know, each week they're giving us assignments where you have to identify what you value. You, all about you. What do you value? And as I went through each week identifying what I value, I began to make value statements for my life, right? And I discovered the decision I toiled about was made so plain and simple as I identified what I valued. So after I identified what I valued, I was able to compare that to what an organization or a group valued. And it became plain to me, y'all, plain as day, that my fit had shifted. It was time to make a move. And I want you to remember that. If you don't remember anything else, remember, as you grow, as you develop, your fit will shift. So you need to be prepared for that. And, you know, once I got understanding, you know, the Bible encourages us, you know, to get some understanding. We got to get understanding. We have to get wisdom because it helps you make decisions that are precise, you know. And I'm the type of person, when I make a decision, I like to be able to articulate exactly why I made that decision in certain situations. And by getting that understanding, I was able to articulate my need to make a the move. And that brought me and my husband on the same page. And guess what, y'all? He was right all along. I was wrong. He was right all along. So, you know, I just wanted to share that with you. But I also want you to know another valuable lesson I learned, and this is good for couples, singles, anybody, you can apply this to your life. I learned it's best to remain quiet until you can accurately articulate your reason for your decision. I'm going to say it again. It is best, trust me, it is best to remain quiet until you can accurately articulate the reason for your decision. You know, I just want to thank you for listening to this final episode of Relentless Pursuits Podcast for 2021. My prayer for you is that you get you out of that dry place that you may be in your life, and that God will restore your joy and your excitement. Could it be you've lost your excitement because you've remained in a pot that you have simply outgrown? No one can answer that for you but you. Well, again, this has been another episode of Relentless Pursuits Podcast. I wanted to say thank you to those who have been faithful listeners and faithful viewers throughout 2021. You know, I had my first episode. I released my first episode May 2021. And have been going strong since that first episode. So many people have inboxed me. They have wrote me. They have reached out to me to let them know how each episode has blessed them, has caused them to look forward, has caused them to look inward and examine themselves and go forth in godly pursuits in their life. You know, 2022 is going to be epic, y'all. It's going to be bananas with Relentless Pursuits Podcast. I have some awesome things planned and that are just on the horizon. Again, I just want to say thank you again for your faithfulness, and just be encouraged, be inspired, be exhorted, and be edified. Until next time, God bless you and Happy New Year.